Hello, fighting gamers. This is Doc Brock, and welcome to your live installment of Future Fighter Game Development. You've got the best seats in the house for this sci-fi fighting game, and this week, we're going to take a look under the hood. There are so many processes and programs going on in the background of a video game. You can see what's going on here with Omega on the right and the Omanyte on the left squaring off, getting ready to do battle. But there's so many other things that enhance your gameplay. For example, there is the ability to change the color for your character. Now, this is sitting in the background waiting to be used. And as you can see here, I've built in developer's options that allow you to live access these features. The developer options are real helpful because you don't have to shut down the game, change the parameter, reload the game, and then wait for all the sprites to load and the backgrounds to load, all the images to load, and then you get to see your change. Here, you can build in things that allow you to change things as you play, which is so much faster. And that's sort of really the algorithm that I use. If a program that will save you time, if the amount of time that it takes to write that program is less than the time it will take not to have it, I write the program. In this particular case, I'm showing you Chameleon. That's the code name for the color changer. And there are tons of other options here. Ooh, yeah, meters. You're going to have to subscribe to see that one. I'm not just ready to reveal the meters out just yet. But I will step outside with you a little bit and show you how easy it is to change backgrounds in the game. This allows you to test out different places for your fight, different environments. And you know what? This week, I'm going to go ahead and give you a preview of the new background that's coming out, the power station. It's a secret power station, real integral to the Future Fighter story. But to hear all that, you're going to have to subscribe. So click that button, and I'll see you next time.